New York City at night. Text, Hallmark Movies and Mysteries presents A Little Christmas Charm. Crowds gather around tall trees decorated with lights and garland and walk down sidewalks next to stores displaying holiday lights. Text, a Timeless Pictures production. In association with Basset Hound Distribution. Credits, Ashley Green Corey, Brendan Penny, Barclay Hope, Britt Irvin, Francoise Yip, and Marie Deloise, Shenye Hundle. Casting by Jackie Lind. Music by Stu Goldberg. Edited by Robert Lorenson. Production designer, Trevor Johnson. In a shop called Village Vintage, a brunette woman places a necklace on a mannequin. A pregnant woman walks up behind her, carrying a box.
That is the perfect necklace for that dress.
Stop carrying things.
Oh, stop, I'm fine. I'm hoping there's some Christmas stuff in here. Who would have thought a vintage store would run out of inventory?
Oh, wow, nice.
Ooh.
The brunette lifts a red coat out of the box.
Oh, there's a little tear, but that should be easy to refurbish.
Oh, easy for you. You're so good at taking secondhand stuff and making it look brand new. Where'd you get all this stuff?
I have no idea. There's four boxes in the back I didn't even realize we had.
Okay, it's Thursday. Don't you have dinner with your dad?
Yeah, you know, I told him I was going to be a little bit late because I wanted to do this.
Jewelry box.
I was going to give it to you at the party, but I couldn't wait, so you have to open it now.
It's a baby gift?
More like a best friend gift. I didn't really think an infant would appreciate it, so.
The pregnant woman opens the box, her jaw dropping.
These are gorgeous.
Well, you always look so great, and drop earrings. I use diamonds because it's April's birthstone, and it's when you do.
Holly.
She shakes her head.
This is one of the most incredibly thoughtful gifts anyone's ever given me.
Thank you. Oh, you're gonna get so many gifts for the baby at the party, and I just, you know, wanted to give you something for you.
Amazing. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Oh, I've got this. You go. Say hi to your dad for me.
I will.
The pregnant woman turns to a customer.
Ugh, aren't these beautiful?
She makes jewelry.
Holly smiles as she walks away. Cars drive down a city street. Holly walks down a busy sidewalk. She enters a restaurant called the Maximilian German House. She sits with a man at a table inside.
So, what's new?
Oh, let's see. I talked to Mom. She and Roger are going to St. Bart's for the holidays. Spur of the moment.
So, like your mom, she loves the sunshine.
Oh, it's the Caribbean. I mean, who wouldn't?
Well, it's Christmas time. Give me the white snow over the white sand.
Well, you might have to go upstate for that.
It's gonna snow, don't you worry. Hey, what are you gonna have to drink?
Is that apple cider?
Yes.
Is it good?
It's really good.
I'll have that.
He nods as he raises his mug and takes a sip. People walk between cubicles in an office decorated with wreaths and ornaments. A man sits at a desk, a phone to his ear.
Yes, I understand, but that's why I pay extra every year so that they come already wrapped. Okay, well then, you should tell your manager that forcing your customers to wrap their own gift cards is a terrible business decision.
A woman approaches him.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you too. Thanks.
Working hard on the article?
Who cancels their gift wrapping business right before Christmas?
Well, maybe it's time to try something new. You know, go shopping, pick out meaningful gifts, handwrite something personal on the card.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I got your email saying you finally have a story to pitch me.
Oh, yes, okay. Here it is. A guy from Gramercy Park goes out to lunch, leaves a $200 tip. I'm going to interview the lucky server in about half an hour. Boom.
Hmm.
What? No, this is perfect for my holiday hero story.
I was hoping for something a little more personal. I want our readers to be moved by the magic of Christmas. Maybe you would feel more inspired if you did a little more decorating.
What do you mean? Look at this. Huh? This ball?
Not the office decorations, your own things.
Look, Sheila, I know that my last few features have not been Pulitzer material, but this piece is going to knock your socks off, I promise.
We'll see. 2,000 words. Copy in my inbox by noon on the 23rd.
All right.
Here.
She holds out a gift bag.
You don't have to get me anything. See, now I'm embarrassed because I didn't get you a bunch of folded up pieces of paper.
Draw a name for the office party.
See, I'm sorry. No, I can't make it because I'm renewing my driver's license. And you know how difficult it is to get an appointment at the DMV.
You used that one last year.
It's an annual thing. Okay, Sheila, look, You know, I hate these things. You gotta get a present for someone that you don't even know. Gotta get all dressed up.
All these things can be fun if you just let it.
She hands him a piece of paper.
Good luck on the interview. Let me know how it goes.
She walks away as he unfolds the paper, revealing the name Shayla. He smiles and chuckles.
Of course.
He raises an eyebrow. At the restaurant, Holly sips her cider as her dad eats. A waiter walks between tables and small Christmas trees decorated with ornaments.
How did Megan like her earrings?
Oh, she loved them.
Well, of course she did.
Oh, that reminds me.
Hands him a card.
You are planning to come to her gender reveal party on the 21st, right? I spent a lot of time planning it, so don't say no.
That's adorable. What is Megan going to do once the baby comes?
Oh, at the store?
Yeah.
She's going to work part-time. And she was going to hire more help, but I told her not to. You know, I can pick up the slack.
That doesn't really leave you a lot of time for your jewelry, does it?
Well, I will make time.
He lifts his eyebrows.
Somehow. Look, I know that you want me to focus on eventually trying to sell my stuff, but...
But what?
Well, then I have to worry about people.
You know, avoiding.
To buy it. Oh, look, a dessert menu.
I think I will have the apple kuchen.
He shakes his head and smiles. The man enters a restaurant.
Yes, Virginia, there is such thing as too much Christmas. Hi, I'm here to see Tony.
Over there.
He sits at a booth with a waiter.
So when I went back to the table to give the guys change, that's when I saw $200 tucked under his water glass.
How did you feel? You must have been elated.
Absolutely. I mean, 200's a lot. Especially this time of year when you're trying to buy your girlfriend something nice. And that's why it was such a bummer when I had to give it back.
He raises his eyebrows.
What?
Turns out the guy had taken it out of his wallet when he paid the bill and forgot it. He didn't mean for it to be a tip.
Hold on. He asked for the money back.
Yeah, about an hour later after he realized it was missing.
He shakes his head and places his pen on his pad of paper.
This isn't a feel-good story at all.
I know, especially for me. I felt terrible.
I bet.
Holly's dad holds the door open as they exit the restaurant.
Thank you.
They walk downstairs and onto the sidewalk.
Oh, wow. Thank you again for dinner.
Oh, you're very welcome. Hey, you sure you don't want to ride home?
No, that's okay. I will just take a cab.
All right. Good to see you.
They hug.
Love you.
Man runs into her.
Oh, I am so sorry.
Our Kuchen.
What?
My Kuchen.
Okay, hold on, actually. I have an app that can translate.
Translate what?
Oh. I'm really sorry about your whatever that is. I can give you some money. You can go get a new one and I can find some way to clean this up.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Yeah, that's actually not gonna work because I just gave Tony all of my cash. He's one of the servers. I felt really bad for him. It's a long story. You know, if we go in together, I could pay with my credit card.
You know what? Never mind, it's okay. I'll just try the kuchen next time.
When will that be?
She walks away, then turns back.
Maybe I could meet you.
Really? Don't worry about it.
Some other time then?
Her mouth falls open.
Are you asking me on a date?
You know, I'm not a big fan of labels, but yeah, you could call it that.
He smiles.
I appreciate the offer, but no thank you. Have a nice night.
She turns and leaves. He smiles as he watches her walk away. During the day, Holly and Megan hold up dresses in Village Vintage.
Wow. Look at this one.
Holly holds a blue dress.
A 1950s swing dress?
Beautiful.
Love the Peter Pan collar.
I know you do. Get out the eggnog.
Mom, hi.
Hi, honey. Oh, Holly. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you. I thought you were going to go straight to the apartment.
No, I changed my mind. I couldn't wait to see you and my soon-to-be granddaughter. Oh.
Or is it grandson?
Nice try. Megan has sworn me to secrecy.
Oh. Yep. I told the doctor all I care about is that the baby is healthy. And that way we can share the surprise with the people we love the most.
Aw. Honey, you are so much bigger than I was at 5 months. Look at you. And this place is gorgeous. You have done so much since I was here last.
We have. You haven't even seen the back. Let me show you.
Absolutely.
Look, we have reorganized everything.
I know you.
Holly returns to the counter and places a red dress in a pile. She places a coat on the counter and slips her hand into its front pocket. She lifts out a silver bracelet. She holds the bracelet open in front of her, revealing several charms in various shapes and sizes.
Honey, it's so organized now.
I know.
What is that?
It's a charm bracelet. I found it in the pocket of this coat.
Oh, the charms are all Christmas themed.
Oh, it's really small. Obviously, it belongs to a woman.
I bet it fell off when she put her hand in her pocket.
I have no idea where I picked this stuff up. I go to so many different stores each week.
But everything is donated at those places, right? So maybe the owner decided she didn't want to keep it.
True. Oh, I don't think so. I mean, no one just gives away a charm bracelet. You know, they're like little history books that tell the story of your life.
The owner could have died. I went to a few estate sales.
Yeah, then she would have given it to her kids.
Well, maybe she didn't have kids.
Oh, no, she did. Look, two of the charms say baby's first Christmas.
Oh, that's so sweet.
This was definitely a mistake. Someone wants this back.
She looks closely at a charm.
Wow, is that from Logan's? See?
What's Logan's?
Oh, it's this high-end jewelry store uptown. Everything they sell is rose gold and has these signature marquee diamonds.
How do we find the owner?
Put an ad in the lost and found.
Mom!
What? Do those even still exist?
You know, we could post a photo of it on our shop's Instagram page. See if anyone responds.
There you go. I'll take a picture.
You know what? I'm going to remove one of the pieces. That way, if someone tries to claim it, they have to describe the missing charm and we know it's really theirs.
Oh, it is so lovely. It's beautiful.
Megan takes a picture with her phone. Later, Holly enters a store called It's About Time and Jewelry, where her dad holds a bracelet while talking to two customers.
Beautiful as it glistens. It lies somewhere in between the two. I don't know, what do you think? Because they're all 24 karat.
Later, her dad holds a charm of a carving of a woman's face.
Boy, you know, the craftsmanship on these charms is really impressive.
I know. I would really love to get this back to the owner by Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great surprise that would be, right? And I know if someone showed up at my door with the one I lost, I'd be so grateful.
See, now, there's a date stamped on here, 1983.
Really? Where?
Right there.
He hands her the bracelet and a jeweler's loop. She examines a charm.
You're right.
I'll tell you something else. Birthstones on these baby charms are the real deal. This was made by a jeweler.
Hey, do you remember the charm you got me? The little heart with the ruby?
Yeah, of course.
Do you remember where you got it?
No, sure. That was a jeweler up on the Upper East Side. What was his name? Merle, I think.
Last name?
You know what? I bet you I still have a couple of cards of his in the back. Let me just go look.
Great. Thank you, Dad.
He walks away. Holly picks up the bracelet and the loop and looks closely at one of the charms. She smiles. At the office, the reporter sits at his desk, squinting his eyes at a blank document on his computer. He turns and looks behind him, furrowing his brow at a man dancing in his chair to the holiday music. He shakes his head and turns back to his computer. He places his hand to his forehead. He looks back again, then stands and walks to the dancing man's cubicle.
Hey! Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Terrific. Just finishing my article for the Christmas issue.
Oh, good. Good for you. Listen, I'm having a little bit of trouble. The piece that I was working on didn't pan out, and I'm trying to think of something new, and your music, finding it hard to focus.
Sorry. Left my earbuds at home.
Thank you.
Hey, I got a no-brainer for you. My cousin delivered her neighbor's baby when they were both snowed in and couldn't get to the hospital. She's an obstetrician, so that helps. It's your story if you want it.
Yeah, thanks. I'll keep it in mind.
He walks away. At home, Holly sits on a couch with a laptop perched on her folded legs. Behind her, gemstones, finished pieces of jewelry, tools, and a sketchbook sit on a table. She smiles softly as she looks at a picture of a girl standing in front of a Christmas tree, holding a gift bag. She zooms in on the picture, showing the silver charm bracelet on the girl's wrist.
I used to love that bracelet.
She looks off. Later, she walks down a busy city sidewalk, wearing a bright red coat and black leather gloves. She stops in front of a shop with full glass windows. Placing the side of her hand against a window, she peers inside the shop. Inside, customers stand at glass display counters. Holly smiles and enters the shop. She walks to a display containing silver and gold charms depicting keys, an angel, a heart, and a bell. Outside, the reporter walks past the window of the shop. He stops, turns back, and looks into the shop, watching Holly at the counter. He smiles and enters the shop as Holly continues to gaze down at the charms. A man in a suit approaches Holly from behind the counter as the reporter walks towards her, then veers away.
Hi, can I help you?
Hi. I was hoping that I could show you a bracelet if you don't mind. Great.
She reaches into her purse and pulls out the charm bracelet.
What a beautiful collection.
You know, it's actually not mine. Someone lost this, and I'm trying to track down the owner.
How incredibly kind. That's a rare trait these days.
Do you recognize the street charm? They look like your signature diamonds.
Definitely looks like one of ours. Let me go get our catalog, and I'll be right back.
Thank you.
He walks away. The reporter walks up behind Holly and leans on the counter next to her.
You know, if you want to find the owner of that bracelet, you should post it on social media. You'll reach more people, especially if you make it shareable.
You know, most people apologize before they admit to eavesdropping.
Guess I'm not like most people.
I can see that. Thank you for the tip, but I've already done that.
So where'd you find that thing?
At a store.
What store?
I'm sorry, but I'm not telling a complete stranger where I work.
I'm hardly a complete stranger. It was less than 24 hours ago that you asked me to buy you a piece of Kuchen, which, after Googling, I learned is just the German word for cake.
Asked you? No, I was going to let you to make up for one that you ruined.
Which I would still like to do. So, should we get a cab, take a train? Come on. When do you take lunch?
You know, you ask a lot of questions.
Maybe that's because I'm a reporter for New York Voice. And it's just in my nature. And I'm guessing that you work at that little perfume shop around the corner. Am I right? I'm good at this.
You know, this is even more of an awkward conversation than when you thought I only spoke German.
I believe it's this one. It was released in 1984 and discontinued in 88.
Huh. Well, at least two of the charms are from the 80s. Is there anything else you could tell me about the charm?
Just that the charm is worth anywhere between $2,000 to $3,000 to a collector.
That's worth $3,000.
Holly shakes her head.
Sorry.
Thank you for your time.
She gazes down at the charm, then glances at the reporter as she walks to the exit. The reporter furrows his brow as he turns and follows her out. On the sidewalk, he walks quickly to catch up with her.
So what are you going to do now?
I am not going to lunch with you if that's what you're getting at.
I mean, what's your next step to find the owner?
Oh.
Are all those charms worth a couple of grand? Because if so, the owner's going to be thrilled to get that back.
Yeah, but she'll be thrilled because this bracelet took a decade to complete. I mean, you may think you can just go buy new charms, but
we were just in a jewelry store.
Okay, you don't understand. I mean, maybe the charms were a gift and maybe she bought them for herself, but they each represent something special that happened in her life. So special that she wants to keep them with her. When you lose a charm bracelet, it doesn't feel like you've just lost a bracelet. It feels like you lost a piece of your history.
He nods.
That's why I need to find her, so if you'll excuse me, I don't want to be late to work.
She walks off.
Wait. Whoa. You still haven't answered my question.
Which one? And there are so many, I lost count.
What's your next step?
I will figure it out.
Well, what if I helped you out? As a reporter, I am very good at hunting down leads.
You said you work for The Voice. I mean, aren't those all just fluff pieces?
I think you mean puff pieces, and the technical term is actually soft news. Regardless, I'm very good at tracking people down.
I can see that.
All right, so what do you say?
She gazes at him.
I appreciate the offer, but I got this. Merry Christmas.
She walks off again. He turns to watch her, smiling.
And that's what makes you a holiday hero.
Greg jogs off the elevator.
Whoa, no running in the hall.
Sorry, I need to do some research.
For your story?
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen you this excited for a long time.
You want a great holiday hero story? I've got it.
Great. Pitch me.
Yeah, not yet. Okay, it's too early. I need to make sure that it pans out first.
And I need to make sure it fits with all the other articles.
Okay. A woman found a charm bracelet, and she's determined to track down the owner and return it to her by Christmas.
I like that. It could actually be our cover.
Don't get too excited. I'm living proof that investigative pieces don't always work out.
Greg, you have to stop blaming yourself for what happened.
I know. Hey, listen, if you were to lose a bracelet, where's the first place that you would look?
I don't wear bracelets.
She walks away, leaving Greg at his cubicle.
Thank you. That was very helpful.
He sits at his desk, picking up a pen and writing on a notepad.
Hey, she works in the village.
Miss Lago bracelets. She had vintage written on her bag.
He turns to his computer and begins typing in a search bar. He clicks a result, navigating to the Village Vintage website.
Village Vintage. That's it. That was what was on her bag.
He stands. At the shop, Holly gazes down at the charm bracelet. Megan's mother lifts a baby dress out of a box.
How cute. Oh, should I get this for Megan?
Or
this one.
I think you should wait, because you're going to find out soon enough.
Megan greets Greg.
Hi. Can I help you?
Holly turns.
Hey, Holly.
You're stalking me.
Well, if by stalking you mean employing my superior investigative skills to locate you and then offer up my services?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The bag that you had the bracelet in was a decent enough clue.
You know, I was pretty clear that I don't need your help.
Help?
To find the owner of the bracelet. You see, I'm a reporter for The Voice.
A reporter? How exciting. Hi, I'm Becky.
Greg Matthews. How's the search going?
It's great.
Terrible.
She looks at Megan.
It's great. I have not found her yet, but I'm getting closer.
She's going to be very excited.
Mm-hmm.
Just picture the look of delight when she slips that bracelet onto her wrist. It really is a good story.
Where are you going with this?
If I can find someone who doesn't want to be found, like yourself, then I'm certain that I can find someone who does. Let's team up.
She tilts her head.
You know, for someone who doesn't know a lot about jewelry, you suddenly care an awful lot about if this woman gets her bracelet back. Why?
Those charms represent monumental events in that person's life.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I want to feature your journey for a piece that I'm doing for the magazine called Holiday Heroes.
No. No way.
Why not? Why not? If this bracelet is as important as you say it is, she's going to be absolutely thrilled. And the effort that you're putting into it is inspiring.
Holly's always inspiring. Well,
thank you, but okay. I am not doing this for recognition. I'm doing it because I would want someone to do the same for me.
That's exactly what makes you a holiday hero.
No.
She shakes her head.
Okay, Hall, I mean, maybe it's not such a bad idea to get his help, right? I mean, he does seem like he's kind of good at finding stuff out. And we've hit a wall.
Megan walks away.
Can we at least discuss this over coffee? One cup. No refills.
She gazes at him and takes a deep breath. Later, they sit at a booth at the Maximilian. A waiter stands next to the table.
Peppermint latte, please.
And I will have a hot chocolate and a slice of Kuchen. We'll share.
Oh, we'll make that 2 slices of Kuchen and separate checks, please.
Be right back.
Thanks, Tony. I wasn't really that hungry, but okay.
Okay, so you can do your article.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I thought you'd at least hold out until after the drinks.
But there are 3 rules.
Hit me.
This is a strictly professional relationship, so no meeting up at each other's houses, no doing research over romantic dinners, and definitely no dessert splitting.
So basically no fun at all?
I'm serious.
Okay. Can I at least interview you so I have something to write about?
Yes.
Thank you.
He pulls a pen and notebook out of his bag. He speaks into his smartphone.
December 10th, the Maximilian German House Restaurant, a very formal interview with Holly Hayes. So, Holly, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Oh, well, I work at the Village Vintage with my best friend from college. It's her store.
We went to design school together, and Megan got her degree in fashion, and then she decided she really wanted to...
This is a lot about Megan. Let's focus on you.
She smiles.
Yeah, of course. I got my degree in jewelry design.
Okay. And how would you describe the kind of jewelry that you like?
Classic, with a sort of funky flair. Clean lines, simple, balanced.
He smiles softly as he watches her.
I like to make delicate pieces like this.
She holds out her wrist, displaying a gold bracelet.
It's very pretty.
Thank you.
You know, your eyes light up when you talk about your jewelry.
Well, it's always been a passion.
Mm-hmm.
My dad owns an engagement ring store, and he says that jewelry should tell people something about you that they don't already know.
That is a good quote. I might just use that.
Wow, speak of the devil. Excuse me.
Holds phone to ear.
Hey, Dad.
Hello, sweetheart.
Listen, I got some news. I spoke to the new owner of that jewelry store.
She said Merle Hall sold her the place a little while ago, but she still knows how to get in touch with him.
Well, that's great. We have a lead.
Right. At Christmas time, she works afternoons in the holiday market down in Santa's Village. He's there right now.
Well, we are on our way.
All right, good luck.
Thank you. Could we actually get those cakes to go, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
So where are we going?
The North Pole.
He smiles. At night, they walk around a busy holiday market.
Wow, they really go all out for Christmas.
The kids are having a blast. Didn't you come see Santa when you were a kid?
Yes, but now it's put up the decorations. Check. Get presents. Check. Christmas parties. Check. Take down the decorations. Check. I don't shop here on a regular day, let alone Christmas time.
Wait, have you never been to this market?
Nope.
Well, this is the place for holiday shopping.
Exact reason why I stay as far away as possible.
Okay, well, where do you shop then? Boutique stores?
Online.
For all of it?
Every last gift card.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's fine for people you don't know very well, but what about your family? What do you usually get your parents?
Gift cards. They love them.
From their son. Please tell me they are not pre-wrapped.
He smiles.
That is terrible.
No, it's perfect. Because they actually like shopping and I don't, so it's win-win.
Okay, but I feel like you're missing out. I mean, picking out the perfect gift for someone and then finding the right bow and paper, I mean, it's all part of what makes Christmas exciting for them and for you. Hi, excuse me, you're looking for Merle Hall?
Well, he's a little busy at the moment.
She points to a man dressed as Santa.
Well, we were hoping that he could help us regarding some charms on a bracelet. We heard that Merle, Santa has an expertise in that sort of thing.
Oh, well, he takes a break at 6, so you can come back then.
Thank you. We will do that.
Oh, by the way, there's a vendor over there that serves all kinds of chili. Santa likes his without onions and extra crackers.
Good to know.
Thanks.
They walk away.
Okay, so that's... All right.
He looks at his watch, then looks up at colorful stars above a shop.
Oh, wow. Look at those.
You've never seen the stars before?
I told you, I don't shop here. They really light up the sky.
Mm-hmm. And they put them up for Christmas, and they keep them throughout the new year. I think it's one of my favorite parts of this market. If you watch, they turn a slightly different color every 5 seconds.
Greg smiles as he watches.
It's amazing.
She looks at him, then quickly looks away as he returns her gaze.
Well, since we are here, I should look for a gift for my dad.
Ah, so I get to see the master shopper in her natural environment. So what's your dad like? I know that he designs rings, but is he sporty? Because then maybe we could find like a chip bowl shaped like a football.
They stroll the market.
Now I know why you stick to gift cards. Yeah.
No, he's artistic, but he also loves history and geography and gourmet cooking. So I guess I'd call him a cardigan-wearing liberal arts college professor foodie type.
This is exactly like my dad.
Really?
No, not even close. My dad's a carpenter. He loves building things. He'll retire one day, but not anytime soon.
And how about your mom?
My mom is retired. She used to work at a bakery, and she makes the best cookies on Earth.
Sounds like you had a good childhood.
Yeah, I really did. What about your mom? You didn't mention her. What's she like?
She is Mrs. Adventure. Mm-hmm. She loves to travel, loves to be spontaneous, and my stepdad's a lot like that, too. Oh, wow, actually, she would love this. Green is her favorite color. Hi. Can I get this?
That's $5.
Yeah, thank you. Perfect.
Takes green wallet from saleswoman.
So, who do you spend the holidays with then? Mom, dad, boyfriend?
That was subtle.
It's for the article.
I switch off every year, so this Christmas I'm spending with my dad. No, I don't have a boyfriend. Not currently.
Greg smiles.
You don't need to record that for the article?
I think I can remember that.
Come on, let's go eat.
At an outdoor table, Holly eats her cake from the Maximilian. Greg approaches with a bag.
One large chili, extra crackers. In all these years, I thought Santa only ate cookies.
You have to try this.
Yeah?
It is so good.
He takes a bite. He raises his arms as he chews.
You literally cannot go wrong with apples and cinnamon.
He pulls the cake towards him.
Whoa.
She pulls it back.
So, what do we know about our Jane Doe so far?
Jane Doe?
Yeah, it's a term that you use for someone you don't know who they are.
Sounds like she's dead or something. No, we should call her Mrs. X.
Fine, Mrs. X. What do we know about her?
She is the mother of two kids.
Mm-hmm.
One was born in May, the other September.
You got that from the birthstones?
Yep. And they're spaced with two charms in between. So if my theory's right and she added one charm per year, then the kids are 3 years apart.
And then there's these two identical elves, but they have different colored hats.
Yeah, those stumped me. We'll skip those.
Skip them? Well, if there's two of them, they're probably the most important.
Well, not necessarily. I mean, we should focus on the ones that are most unique.
They're all unique, except for the two elves.
Okay. What do you think the elves mean?
He opens his mouth, then closes it. He scratches the side of his eye.
You know what, let's circle back to the elves after. Let's eat some cake.
Circle back.
At Santa's workshop, they stand in front of Merle, who sits in his Santa costume and eats the chili.
The craftsmanship's impressive.
He looks closely at the charm bracelet.
The detail on this angel's face. But no, I don't recall any of these coming from my store.
Greg smiles at Holly.
This nutcracker charm's interesting, though. There's no maker's mark, but it does have a crescent and a crown stamped at the bottom.
It does?
What does that mean?
It was made in Germany. To show it's authentic, they use the moon in the crown hallmark for silver and the sun in the crown for gold. My father looked at these with the loop. I mean, how could he have missed that?
Well, sometimes it's actually easier to see with a pair of good old-fashioned bifocals.
Maybe if we search for German jewelers, we can find the person who sold this charm.
Huh. I guess we were smart to ask Santa.
Well, I can't take the credit. Christmas just seems to have a way of bringing people together.
Greg and Holly glance at each other. Greg and Holly on phones.
Thanks anyways.
Great. We will see you then.
You have a lead?
Megan's cousin RSVPing for her party next week.
Greg purses his lips.
All right, well then that's the last one. I'm talking to German jewelers all day. It's a dead end.
Well, then we can just expand our search. You take Jersey, I'll take Maryland.
We don't have that kind of time. The star needs to be done by the 23rd.
Okay, well, getting frustrated isn't going to help.
He nods.
You're right. Sorry, I forgot how frustrating these investigative pieces can be.
You used to be an investigative journalist?
Yeah. A couple of years before working for The Voice, I was a stringer for City Insider.
Oh, I know that magazine. Why did you change formats?
I wasn't very good at it.
I can't imagine that's true.
It is. I messed up big time.
He sits next to her at the table.
I was doing this story on a doctor who I thought was defrauding his patients. And I worked on this thing for 8 months, checking my sources and double checking.
And then what?
Turns out that he wasn't. It was all made up by two of his medical assistants who thought that they were being underpaid. But my article almost destroyed his career.
Yeah, but that's on the people who lied to you.
It's not, it's on me. Because I am the one who wrote the article. I am the one who didn't dig deep enough. That's when I decided that I was done with it.
She nods softly. He glances at her as he picks up his phone.
Hi, Mom.
We have a problem. Your father's working late and can't help set up.
Oh, did you call Uncle Gary?
Yeah, I called everybody and they're all busy.
Okay, don't worry about it. I will find someone to help out. Just load everything into the van and...
I will meet you there.
Okay, thanks.
See you soon.
Okay.
Everything okay?
Oh, yeah. Every year, my mom makes this huge gingerbread city for the Christmas party at her church, and my dad and I help her set it up, but he is stuck at work, and she is short a pair of hands.
Well, I could help.
Yeah, I mean, I've made gingerbread houses before. Never a whole city, but I make displays for the store.
That would be great. We would love your help. Are you sure that you want to spend the next couple of hours covered in powdered sugar and icing with me and my mom?
Well, do I get to try the gingerbread cookies?
Oh, there will be a dozen with your name on it if you come help.
Deal.
In a church, they stand in front of a gingerbread house coated in frosting and candy.
Okay, so the house is done. So is the church. The sides and the roof for the school are on that table, and the trees for the park are in that box. So what's next?
Well, I think Greg could use some help with the barn.
Yes. Okay.
Sure. There.
Frosting bag.
Okay, so you want to squeeze from the top.
Okay.
From the top, yeah. And you want to act fast because it sets really quickly.
There you go. She's got it.
Okay, now you want to put it on top? Okay, I'm going to help you out. Just like that.
You know that when Greg was little, he used to love making gingerbread cookies with
me. I don't think Polly needs any stories from when I was a kid, Mom.
Oh, sure I do.
We used to make gingerbread people, and he would give them names and occupations. And then one year, when he was 7, he drew this family tree to show how they were all related.
Oh, I think I hear some carolers. Let's all just be quiet so we can listen.
We used to eat cookies and wrap presents and decorate the tree. It was so much fun. I think we need some more gumdrops. I'll go get them.
Wrapping presents and making cookies? I thought you didn't like that stuff.
Well, it's all fun when you're a kid, but when you're an adult, they make you clean up afterwards. I'm serious. What is the point of putting up a tree if you're just going to take it down a month later?
Because it's fun.
If by fun you mean a hassle, then yeah. I agree with you.
You know, you spend a lot of time worrying about wasting time. Maybe you should just try and enjoy whatever it is you're doing in the moment. Have to take a picture of this for Megan. She is going to love it.
Hi. How's it going? Welcome.
Later, Greg greets people at the doors of the church. Polly hands him a cookie.
Here you go.
Thank you.
Yep. Milk.
More of a coffee guy.
It's for your cookie. We can have gingerbread without milk.
Really? Is that a rule or something?
Yeah, actually, they posted a sign about it inside. Yeah.
He smiles at her as they look at each other.
Listen, thanks again for tonight. You were great.
Yeah, I had no idea what I was doing.
Even so, you took charge and it all came together because of you.
She gazes at him.
Oh.
She looks at her phone.
My car is here.
He looks behind him, then back at her. He smiles.
Good night, Holly.
Good night.
She walks away. Greg turns to watch. At Village Vintage, Holly holds the bracelet up in front of her face, examining a silver charm depicting a city skyline. She places the bracelet down, then walks to another counter and picks up her laptop. She places the laptop on the counter with the bracelet, then opens the lid and types New York City skyline into a search bar. She browses the images on the results page. She clicks one of the images, narrowing her eyes. She dangles the charm in front of the picture comparing the two skylines. She purses her lips. A woman enters the store, smiling as she approaches Holly at the counter.
Excuse me.
Oh, hi. How can I help you?
I'm actually not here to buy anything. I believe you found my bracelet.
Holly raises her eyebrows.
Oh.
Megan turns to see the woman.
I saw your post online and I'm just so glad you found it. You have no idea what that bracelet means to me.
Actually, I do.
Spent so much money on those charms. Christmas tree alone was nearly $3,000.
Holly glances at Megan, who furrows her brow.
Yeah, to make sure that the person claiming it was legit, I removed one of the charms. Would you mind describing it for me?
The woman looks at the bracelet with wide eyes.
Was it a wreath?
No.
Oh, no.
The woman looks down. Holly's kitchen.
At least he didn't give it to some scammer. They're everywhere this time of year.
Places down tray.
What is this?
A build-it-yourself hot chocolate bar. We have marshmallows, candy canes, caramel, cinnamon sticks, and mint chocolate chip.
You didn't have to go to all this trouble for me.
Oh, I always do this. Yeah, I figure if I'm going to drink hot cocoa, I may as well make it fun.
Okay. It definitely does look fun, starting with some of these, because extra chocolate, you just can't go wrong.
Makes it better.
Marshmallows, obviously.
Of course.
Okay. You barely put any in there.
He smiles at her as they add ingredients to their cocoa and stir. She smiles back.
You know, that woman really had me going. Until she mentioned how much she paid for the tree charm. Yeah, I knew she couldn't have had it since the 80s.
Wait a minute. It wasn't her bracelet, but she knew how much the tree charm was worth.
Mm-hmm.
She would only know that if...
She's a charm collector.
We've been going about this all wrong.
Yeah, instead of talking to people who sell charms, we need to be talking to people who buy them.
Exactly.
They clink mugs.
Good catch.
Greg enters a dimly lit apartment, removing his bag from his shoulder and placing it on a couch. He takes off his coat and drapes it over a chair at the dining table. Pushing up the sleeves of his sweater, he walks past the table and into the kitchen, looking down and smiling at a tin decorated with stars and ornaments sitting on the counter. He lifts the lid off the tin and places it on the counter. He turns behind him and opens a cabinet door, taking out a glass, and places it next to the tin. He turns again and opens the door of the refrigerator, taking out a bottle of milk. He removes the cork from the glass bottle and pours the milk into the glass on the counter. He sits at the counter and picks up a cookie shaped like a gingerbread man from the tin. He dunks the head of the gingerbread man into the milk, shakes off the excess, then takes a bite. As he chews, he looks down at the cookie, turning it over to see the front of the man decorated with a black bow tie. He smiles and chuckles softly. At home, Holly sketches with a pencil in a sketchbook. Her phone sits in front of her on the couch, with a picture of the gingerbread house displayed on the screen. She erases a line on the sketch of the house, then redraws it. She looks off and smiles, tapping the book with her pencil. She continues sketching and writing text. She holds the book out in front of her, smiling faintly. During the day, Greg walks towards his cubicle at his office. Shayla rises from her desk.
Greg!
He turns.
How's the story going?
Slow, but plugging away. You don't happen to know anyone that collects charms, do you?
Actually, I do. My friend does, and has for years. She would be a good resource for you.
That's fantastic. Can I get her number?
That's the problem. She's out of town at the moment. But I invited her to our office party, so you can chat with her then.
He smiles.
Did it on purpose, didn't you?
You're welcome.
You can't force me to come to your Christmas party, you know?
I think I just did.
She nods and walks away. Greg smiles, then nods.
She did.
Later, Holly sits in Greg's kitchen, holding the bracelet.
What do you make of the steam engine charm?
Toy trains are popular at Christmas.
Did you ever train set when you were little?
He smiles.
Yeah, actually, I did. When I was about 5, I came down Christmas morning to find one circling the tree. I loved it.
She looks down at the bracelet.
Hey, do you still have it?
Yeah, but it's just packed away in my storage closet with all the other decorations.
Oh, can I see it? I mean, it might help us figure out what this charm means.
He tilts his head. She shrugs her shoulders. He chuckles and walks past her. She turns to watch him. Later, she lifts an ornament from a box. Greg carries another box into the living room.
Of course it was all the way in the back.
When is the last time you saw that train?
It has been a long time. Wow, it's a lot heavier than I remember it being.
That is heavy.
Holds train.
Oh, I love it. Wow, it's so detailed. You know, I was hoping it would give us some kind of clue about the steam engine, but nothing. It's beautiful, though.
She hands him the train.
You know, since all these decorations are already out...
You want to put them up?
We could use a little inspiration. Come on.
Does this go on a tree?
Yes.
They pull ornaments from boxes.
Do we just do the front or do we do all the sides?
All of it.
Oh my, that is crinkly.
She places garland around his neck. They place wreaths and figurines on tables around the living room. The train, fully assembled, sits on a track encircling the tree.
Looking good?
I mean, it completes the tree, definitely.
Turn it on.
The train runs down its track, a figurine of Santa rising out of one of the cars.
So, what do you think?
Think we make a pretty good team.
Me too.
They stand in the living room, looking at the tree.
So, my editor, Shayla, has invited a charm collector to our company Christmas party tomorrow night.
Oh, great.
Yeah, so I was thinking maybe we could show her the bracelet. See what she thinks.
We? Do you want me to go too?
Yeah, everyone brings a date. Well, not a date,
everyone just brings someone that they know. And since this is to learn about the charm bracelet, it makes sense that you would come with me. You know, as a date, not date.
She smiles and tilts her head.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so I'll pick you up at 7?
7 it is.
At night, holiday lights hang on the exterior of Holly's apartment.
Hey, coming in. So I just have to throw my heels on. They are hiding somewhere in my closet.
You look great, by the way.
She turns and smiles.
You too.
She walks off. Greg looks down at the table covered with Holly's jewelry and tools. He picks up her sketchbook, looking at the completed sketch of the gingerbread house. He smiles as he holds the book. He looks back as she re-enters the room and holds the book up. She smiles softly.
This looks exactly like the gingerbread house my mom made.
That was the inspiration, actually. Yeah, I thought a pendant would be cute for a necklace or something.
Well, if you ever end up making it, I'd love to give it to my mom for Christmas. It would be a perfect present.
Yeah, of course. I will give it to you when I'm done.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, gift. I forgot to get Shayla a present.
Your editor?
Yeah, we do this Secret Santa thing, and I'm the one who pulled her name, and I forgot. I mean, we could get her a gift card, but I don't even know where she shops.
I have an idea. What kind of jewelry does she like?
I know she doesn't like bracelets. She told me that. Necklaces, maybe?
All right. Do you know what length she likes? Matinee, opera?
Long-ish is, I guess.
Okay, what about the style? Does she like cabling, rope?
Is twine a thing?
No.
Oh, you know what? Here, let me show you a picture of her from the company bio.
He holds his phone out.
Ah, so she likes lariats. Oh, okay. How about this? Similar in style, but it has a snowflake.
Did you make that?
Yeah.
He shakes his head softly.
It's stunning.
Thank you.
He gazes intently at her.
Well, if you think she'll like it, I can go wrap it up for you real quick.
Yeah.
Okay.
She walks off, brushing past him. He turns to watch her. Later, people holding drinks and plates of food stand and walk around Greg's office. He walks into the party with Holly.
It's true.
They stop.
Oh, wow, this is beautiful.
Yeah, it looks great. I've never come to one of these before.
I can't believe you didn't want to come tonight.
He holds up Shayla's gift.
We should probably put this under the tree.
They walk towards a decorated Christmas tree. Greg places the box on a tree limb.
Here?
Shayla approaches.
Greg.
Hey, Shayla.
This is Anastasia. Anastasia, Greg. And you must be Holly.
Yes. Hi. Nice to meet you both.
Likewise. Thank you so much for taking the time.
The caterer had a question for me, so I'm going to let you guys talk.
So, you have a bracelet to show me? Yes.
Holly reaches into her purse, pulling the bracelet out of a velvet bag and handing it to Anastasia.
There you go.
Anastasia looks at the bracelet.
Oh, wow, look at this one.
Oh, the angel? I know, it's so detailed.
That's not an angel. It's Nigoruchka.
It's what?
The snow maiden. In Russia, Father Christmas, or Santa, comes on January 7th instead of December 25th. Snegoruchka is his granddaughter, and she plans spectacular New Year's parties for all the children with music and food and festive decorations.
So that's not a halo?
It's a kokoshnik, a traditional Russian headdress. See how it's slightly pointed at the top?
Oh, yeah. So our owner is either German or Russian, or maybe just a world traveler.
What makes you think she's German?
The Nutcracker, made in Germany.
That might be true, but this is painted to look Russian. This uniform matches the costume of the Nutcracker in the Russian ballet.
Anastasia hands Greg the bracelet. Holly types on her phone.
She's right, they're identical.
Shows Greg picture.
I'm thinking, since all the charms represent big life events, maybe Mrs. X has something to do with the Russian ballet. Maybe she's a ballerina.
And if so, then she most likely has a Russian name.
Okay, now we actually have something to go on. Thank you so much.
Anastasia smiles. Holly and Greg stand over Charms.
Don't forget the charms are in chronological order. So let's say she got one charm per year. That makes the two baby charms from 1984 and 87. Wait, we know something else.
What?
What do most couples do before they have a baby? They get married. Look at the charm she added a year before the first baby. Initially, I thought that they were Christmas bells, but they're wedding bells.
So that means that she was married in 83. So if I pull the marriage records and then I cross-reference them with the ballet roster from 1980...
That's great. Okay, we still have these almost identical elves, 85 and 88.
And then we also have the steam engine.
Yeah. Hey, look. Look, there's something scratched on the bottom.
She holds up a charm.
Does it say Joy? Maybe that's a name?
Yeah.
All right, everyone, it's time for our secret Santa gift exchange.
I will be right back.
He walks to the tree. A man approaches.
Greg. Hey. It's just so you know, my cousin got into the Hamptons last night, in case you're still looking for a hero story.
Oh, I actually found one already, but thanks. I appreciate it.
Here's Denise's number, in case you change your mind. Merry Christmas.
Okay, I'll start.
Shayla opens Greg's gift. Her eyes widen as she pulls out the necklace.
It's gorgeous. So striking and chic. It must have come from someone who knows me really well.
Holly nudges Greg. He raises his hand.
Greg, you picked this out?
The credit goes to Holly. And she designed that too, by the way.
It might be my favorite present this year. Just don't tell my husband.
Heard that, honey.
Later, Greg and Holly walk down a city sidewalk.
Everyone seems to like the necklace you made, Shayla.
I know. One lady asked me how much I charged, and I did not know what to tell her.
You never sold your own jewelry?
No.
Why not?
Because starting a business is scary. I mean, what if I put all my time and money into something, and then it never takes off?
Never know unless you try.
He smiles as she tilts her head.
Is that 47?
She links her arm through his.
Come here. I want to show you something.
A shop window displaying a train moving around a track.
Ta-da! Isn't it awesome? And the train even looks like yours.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this store window. It's just inspiring, the amount of attention they put into the details, and it's stunning.
He gazes at her.
Stunning for sure.
She looks at him, her mouth falling open.
It's getting late, so we should probably go.
Yeah, we should go.
They walk away from the store window, Greg glancing back and smiling. During the day, Greg sits at his desk in his office. He pulls a train set from a box and picks up one of the pieces, turning it over in his hand. He furrows his brow and turns to his computer. He sets the train piece on the box and types Steam Trains New York Christmas into a search bar. He clicks a search result, leading to a webpage titled Long Island Railroad, with a picture of a train car decorated with wreaths and holly. A phone number appears at the upper right of the webpage. He picks up his phone and dials.
Hi, this is Greg Matthews from The Voice. I just have a question for you. Was the Long Island Christmas train running during the 1980s?
He nods once, then smiles. Huh. Holly and Megan's mom look at ornaments.
So if the person guesses she's having a girl, they write their name on this one. And if they guess it's a boy, this one.
Oh, adorable.
Well, you've done such a great job planning for this, Holly. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Hey.
Hey, I am really sorry to interrupt you at work, but I found another lead, and it's a good one.
That's great. Where are we going?
Back in time.
She tilts her head. Later, Holly looks through clothes on the rack. She stops and turns to Greg.
How am I supposed to know what to wear if I have no idea where we're going?
Anything from the 30s will be just fine. Besides, I thought you'd like surprises.
Here you go, size 11.
And we're going to be inside or outside. Will I need a coat?
Coat is probably a good idea.
This should fit.
Oh.
Megan hands him clothing on hangers. He walks off. Megan raises her eyebrows at Holly. Holly shrugs her shoulders. At night, a taxi pulls up in front of a building called Long Island Railroad. Decorated trees sit in front of the building, and wreaths and lights adorn the doors and archway. Greg steps out of the taxi, wearing a three-piece suit and a trilby hat. Holly emerges wearing a pink coat with a red hat and gloves.
Okay, so we are looking for a guy named Buddy who worked for the Long Island Railway for 40 years.
Yes. See, I was thinking about how you said each one of the charms means something. Mm-hmm. So, if the owner has a charm that looks like this old steam engine, maybe it means something special, and then Buddy might know something about it.
Yeah, but how do you know that Buddy's going to be here tonight?
You'll find out.
He wags his finger at her as he walks backward. She follows him down the sidewalk. A black train rides slowly down the tracks, steam bellowing from its chimney. A crowd watches as the train pulls to a stop. Holly and Greg round the corner.
This is amazing.
The Long Island Railway puts this vintage train back into service every December. And then at the end of the kickoff party, everyone can get on the train and it takes you around the city, drops you right back off here.
I can't believe I spent my whole life here and I never even knew about this.
And the guy that I spoke to assured me that Buddy would be here.
Let's take a picture.
All right.
They stand in front of the train as Holly pulls out her phone.
There we go.
She holds the phone up and taps the screen.
That's pretty good.
I'm a good photographer.
The trilby's a nice touch.
Pardon?
Oh, your hat.
Oh, thanks. You don't happen to be Buddy, do you?
No, John. But if you're looking for Buddy Harrison, you're in the right place.
You know him?
Well, certainly. He was the conductor here. My wife and I have ridden this train at Christmas time for years, and he's always here.
A conductor, you said?
Yeah, I don't see him now, but the train doesn't depart for another hour, so there's plenty of time.
Thank you.
You bet.
This is great.
I know.
May I have this dance?
The couple embraces and begins slow dancing.
Oh, look at them. Right now, they are the only two people in the world.
Holly watches the couple. Greg looks at her, then holds out his hand.
Would you like to dance with me?
Right now?
I know that one of the rules was to have absolutely no fun at all, but I think that ship's already sailed.
Far, far out to sea.
She takes his hand and steps close to him. They sway gently back and forth on the train platform while the other couple watches them, the man smiling. Holly and Greg gaze into each other's eyes. Greg spins her in a circle.
Wow, someone took lessons.
12 one-hour lessons to be exact. For a story I was doing.
What kind of story?
About a guy who runs a dance school for children.
Really? Mm-hmm. He taught children how to do this?
Yes. Believe it or not, there are children out there that can do this. Better than I can.
Now you're just showing off.
The man points.
Look, there he is. There's Buddy.
Where?
Buddy!
Buddy starts to board the train. Holly and Greg run to him.
I'm sorry to bother you, but we heard you used to work on this train.
That's right.
I know that this is a long shot, but we were hoping you might remember a woman who rode the train, and she wore this bracelet.
She had a charm that looked exactly like this old steam engine.
Well, sure does.
He stares at the charm.
You know, I'm not here with faces, let alone jewelry.
What about this scratching on the bottom? I mean, does that ring any bells?
Well, it's like J infinity Y. No, I'm sorry.
Infinity sign.
Greg, he's right. It's not an O, it's J infinity sign Y. The initials.
Holly and Greg peer closely at the charm. Holly looks at him and smiles. In a conference room, Greg writes on a notepad while Holly looks at her laptop.
Any more Y names?
Oh, yeah, lots. Yesenia, Elena, Elizabeta, Yava, Yaneta, and the list goes on and on. Hey, but we are making good progress.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter unless we actually find her. And by the 23rd, or I don't have a story.
Don't worry, we will find her.
What makes you so sure?
Because magical things happen at Christmas time.
He smiles and shakes his head softly, looking to the side. He leans back in his chair, tapping his fingers on his notepad. He glances behind Holly, then stands up and walks to the window. He stares at the New York City skyline. Putting his hands on his hips, he turns back to Holly.
Let me see Mrs. X's bracelet again.
She hands him the bracelet. He holds up the charm depicting a skyline.
That is interesting.
What?
The Empire State Building. The Hudson River is on the right, so it would be facing south, see?
Wow, you're right. If it were a photo, it would have been taken somewhere in Midtown, but what building would have that view?
Well, it'd have to be in between 5th and 6th Avenue.
Yeah, and north of Bryant Park.
And the angle is really high, so it'd have to be from a skyscraper.
They look at each other.
The Whitmore.
A neon sign that reads Whitmore sits atop a tall building. Inside, a grand staircase decorated with wreaths and holly sits under a brightly lit dome ceiling. A luggage cart sits next to a small Christmas tree decorated with silver and gold tinsel. Holly and Greg ascend the stairs. They emerge onto the roof.
Wow. It's beautiful.
It's amazing.
They look at the skyline, with the Empire State Building in the center.
This is it. This is the view.
Oh, let's see if it matches.
She holds up the charm, matching the buildings to the skyline.
It does.
It's perfect.
She nods as he leans over her shoulder. She looks back at him.
It is so quiet up here.
You know, things are constantly changing, but this view's stayed the same.
She nods and lifts her shoulders.
I feel closer to her, you know? This was a charm right before her wedding bells.
I know.
He looks at her, then looks back at the view. During the day, Greg sits at his desk in his office, the phone to his ear.
So you're looking at the photo. Okay, great. So is that charm something that your gift shop may have ever carried? You've never sold charms of skylines. Yeah, I agree. It's probably custom. Okay, thank you so much for your time.
Shayla approaches.
Things not going well?
Every time we get close, we hit a wall.
I have faith you and Holly will figure it out. Mm. I'm here if you need me.
She walks off as Greg lifts his hand. He looks down, then turns to look at his computer. He touches a sticky note on his monitor that reads December 23rd. He sighs, then glances over to an organizer on the desk. He pulls out the sticky note with Denise's phone number written on it and stares at it, his brow furrowed. Holly walks towards the doors of her dad's jewelry store. She stops and pulls her phone out of her purse.
Hey, I'm just about to run into my dad's store, but I can come over right after.
Actually, something came up, and I need to head to the Hamptons for the day.
But maybe we can meet for dinner tonight, my place?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, great, I'll see you then.
Okay, bye.
She takes the phone from her ear and frowns. Greg leans on the door of a taxi, looking off, then enters the car.
Thanks.
Holly walks into the store.
Oh, hey there, stranger. How's it going?
Hey, Dad.
Hands him charm.
Could you fire this for me?
Hey, this is nice work. Is this for your mom?
Greg's mom, actually. He's the reporter that's helping me track down the owner of that bracelet.
Oh, right. How's that going?
Well, I would love to find her by Christmas, but we are running out of time. And Greg's busy today.
And? Come on, you can do it yourself.
Yeah, I mean, at first I thought that I could, but turns out it's a lot more fun with Greg as a partner. He's way better at this stuff than I am.
She looks off. At night, Greg stands in his kitchen, slicing a cucumber, a hand towel draped over his shoulder. He looks up, then moves quickly to the stove. He lifts the lid from a pot, then stirs the contents with a wooden spoon. He replaces the lid and rubs his hands together. He moves to the oven, opening the door and peering inside. He closes the door.
Hey, yeah, come on in!
He picks up a bottle of wine.
Hey!
Hey, I hope that you're not starving because the ham still has about another half hour.
It smells delicious.
I know that this is a flagrant disregard for the third rule. But wait, was it the second? What was the one that said we weren't allowed to have romantic dinners?
You know, most people who are trying to be romantic don't tell the other person that's what they're doing.
Not like most people.
I'm very aware.
Well, to breaking the rules.
And to finding Mrs. X.
They clink glasses of red wine. Greg glances at Holly as they sip the wine.
Hmm. It smells like something's burning.
Oh, my gravy. It's gonna be fine.
He runs to the stove, waving the towel over the pot of gravy. Holly places her glass down on the table and reaches in her purse. She takes out a small gold box, opening it to reveal a golden charm depicting the gingerbread house. She places it on the table and walks to the living room.
One new text from Paul. Hey, Greg, just talked to my cousin. She said you were up in the Hamptons today interviewing her for your holiday hero piece. Just wanted to check in and see how it went.
Greg rushes to the counter and taps his phone. Holly looks at him.
Did you interview someone for the article today?
He looks down, then back up at her.
Yeah, I was going to talk to you about it later.
Well, is she a charm collector?
It's for a different story.
She lifts her head and purses her lips.
But your text message said that it was for the holiday hero piece.
Holly, there's nothing that I want to do more than the article on you, but I have a hard deadline on the 23rd, and...
You don't think we'll find her?
Not in time.
So you're bailing on me?
No.
You said that we were a good team.
Look, I'm not abandoning you. I'm still going to help you find her. I need to finish this article.
You're going to help me find her, just not by Christmas.
He looks down.
The problem with these kind of articles is that you don't know how long it's going to take. And when you have a deadline at some point, you need to...
Bail. And not take the risk.
No, that's not it. That's not the same.
Yeah, well, I think I should go.
She stares at him, then looks down and walks off. He watches her as she leaves. Later, Holly enters her apartment, decorated with a tree, lights, and wreaths. She sets her purse and phone on the kitchen counter, then removes her coat and drapes it on a chair. She places her hands on the counter and lifts her shoulders, looking downwards. She sighs and looks up. As she stares off, she slowly shakes her head. She takes a deep breath and looks down again. She picks up her phone from the counter and taps the screen. The picture of Greg and Holly smiling next to the train appears. She stares at the picture. Her nostrils flare and she lifts her head slightly. She taps the phone, and a delete button appears. She taps the button, and the photo disappears from the screen. She lowers the phone and leans on the counter, looking down. In his apartment, Greg sits at the dining room table. He sets his glass of wine on the table and taps his finger on the base. He glances across the table and furrows his brow. He reaches over and picks up the gold box. He opens the box, finding the charm of the gingerbread house. He smiles softly and closes his eyes as he looks down at the charm. He touches the charm, running his finger down the ridges of the front porch. He places the box on the table and shakes his head. He folds his hands together, resting his elbows on the table and his chin on his fingers. During the day, Greg stands at a counter in his office, stirring a cup of coffee. Shayla walks towards him, holding out a rolled-up stack of papers.
There you are. What is this? The Christmas stork lives next door? Is it a joke?
If you don't like the title, I can change it.
Where is the charm bracelet article?
Is it Stork that you're bumping on?
I want my cover story.
I told you, we're not going to find the owner of the bracelet by the 23rd. It's 2 days away.
Well, if it's the deadline that's the problem, I'll extend it. January 25th. Problem solved. It'll be my cover story for February.
It's not the deadline, though, Greg, is it?
What's the real reason you bailed on the charm story?
Why does everyone keep using that word?
Because you did.
He frowns.
Look, I know you spent 6 months at City Insider working on a story that didn't pan out.
Eight. Okay, it was 8 months.
But you're never going to get anywhere making the safest choice possible. Not even at The Voice. Now, watching you guys try to put that puzzle together, it's the happiest you've been in a long time. Don't let one setback keep you from doing what you love. Look, I'm not going to force you to do the bracelet story because, well, legally I can't. As your editor and your friend, I'm asking you to go back to doing what you're good at and love to do.
She hands him the papers.
This is not it.
He takes the roll of papers. Shayla walks away. He looks back at her, then taps the papers in his palm as he paces in front of his desk. He sits, turning to his computer. At night, Holly's dad attaches an ornament to a Christmas tree. Holly walks through the kitchen, placing a cake on the counter. Several people stand in the living room. Holly walks to her dad, placing her hands on his shoulders.
You ready?
I'm ready.
She addresses the crowd.
Okay, everyone. It is time for the couple of honor to find out what they're having. But first, Megan would like to say a couple of words.
Okay. Megan and a man walk to the front of the living room.
Hi. I just want to thank all of you for celebrating this journey with us. Holly, you've just been such a great friend, helping me every day at the store and planning this incredible party. I mean, I couldn't do half of what I do without you, so thank you. The love and the help and the generosity you've all shown over the years means so much to us, and I'm just excited for this child to meet all of you.
Okay, red if it's a boy and green if it's a girl, everyone.
Okay.
Megan lifts the lid from a gift box. A green and a red balloon fly out.
Wait, twins?
Yes. Twins!
Megan hugs the man. Holly hugs Megan's mom. Megan hugs Holly.
Okay, now I know why you gave me earrings.
Well, they do come as a pair.
They hug. Greg sits on his couch.
Yeah, your eyes light up when you talk about your jewelry.
Well, it's always been a passion. My dad owns an engagement ring store, and he says that jewelry should tell people something about you that they don't already know.
Greg taps the screen of his phone, then leans forward, listening.
That jewelry should tell people something about you that they don't already know.
He looks off, his brow furrowed. During the day, Holly organizes clothes on a rack at Village Vintage. She pulls a pink shirt off the rack, adjusting the sleeves on the hanger. Megan's mom watches her as she organizes another rack.
I thought you would have invited Greg to the party last night.
No. That's over.
Oh, sweetie, I'm sorry.
You know, you wanted to see the video of Megan opening the box.
Oh, yes, I do.
Holly holds her phone.
The love and the help and the generosity you've all shown us over the years means so much. That's it! Oh, it really has been right in front of me.
She walks to a computer and types Christmas charities into a search bar. She clicks an image on the results page showing a logo of a charity.
Oh my gosh, I did it! I figured it out! What?
What did you figure out?
Megan sources all of the clothes she buys from charity organizations that accept used clothing.
Right.
Right, so if the owner is willing to donate a coat, of course she's giving to other charities too, and I'm sure this organization has kept donor records.
Website.
Look, it's the charm for this year.
Each Christmas donors are invited to a holiday gala where they receive a silver charm. The donor appreciation dinner is always held at Chateau on the Park on December 22nd. That's tonight.
I'm sure that somebody there has to know who she is, or maybe she'll even be there. Oh my gosh, she's gonna get her charm bracelet by Christmas. Oh my gosh, I can't wait to tell Megan.
They smile. At night, Greg sits at his desk, holding a pen and tapping his fingers on a notepad. He looks up.
Person's jewelry should tell you something you don't know about them. What do we know about her? She's Russian. She loves ballet, obviously her children. Presumably New York City and riding trains.
His eyes dart back and forth.
The elves. It's the only thing we don't know.
He turns to his computer. He types Christmas elves into a search bar. He clicks a result, navigating to an article titled Christmas Elves Gala to Help Children in New York. He smiles while reading the article, leaning back in his chair. Snow falls over the skyscrapers in the city. Wreaths, lights, and bright stars decorate the front of a building. Holly walks through the lobby and approaches a man holding a clipboard.
Hi.
Good evening, ma'am. Are you here for the charity event?
Yes, I am.
Last name?
Oh, I'm not actually on the list. See, I'm just here to return something to one of the donors.
Who are you looking for? I can see if they checked in.
I don't know her name exactly.
What does she look like?
I don't know that either. Can I just take a quick peek inside?
I'm sorry.
You don't understand, okay? It's really important that I find her. I promise that I won't touch anything or eat anything.
He shakes his head.
What if I made a donation right now? Then I would be a donor and I could come in, right?
Ma'am, it's $500 a plate and invite only.
She returns the money to her purse and looks at him.
I understand.
Sorry I'm late. Shayla? Forgot this at the office.
Gives her a badge.
Hey, Greg Matthews, Shayla Green with The Voice. Thank you.
They walk past the dorm and then into an ornate ballroom where people mingle.
Okay, what just happened?
Every year they ask The Voice to cover this event. So I called your store, and Megan's mom told me that you're already here. So, be my photographer tonight?
Holds out a camera.
Pierce back on the story now.
He lowers his head, then looks at her.
I'm really sorry for leaving you hanging. And I promise you, I will never do that to you again.
Well, what about your other story?
This is the only story that matters.
She stares at him.
If we don't find Mrs. X tonight, then I guess we should just have a good time at the party.
He smiles faintly. Holly takes a deep breath, then takes the camera from his hand.
Don't do it again.
He smiles broadly. Couples dance as Holly walks around with the camera. Greg holds his phone up as he talks to two women.
Yes, this organization definitely does a lot of wonderful things for children. By any chance, did either of you ladies happen to lose a charm bracelet?
They shake their heads.
Okay, well, thank you.
Would you excuse me for just a moment?
Holly approaches Greg.
Maybe?
No.
Pardon me. I just heard you asking our donors if they had lost a bracelet. Are you actually from The Voice, or is this some kind of scam?
I'm looking for the owner of a bracelet I found. Whoever lost it is a donor, and they've been to this event twice.
Oh, well, I'm the director of this organization. I have been for almost 30 years. May I take a look?
Of course.
You're gonna ask me that.
She hands Greg the camera and takes the bracelet from her purse.
There you go.
Oh, isn't that lovely? Unfortunately, I don't remember anyone who would have had this, but there are photos from every gala in that hallway back there where you came in.
That's great. Do you mind if we go have a quick look?
Oh, my pleasure. Happy hunting.
Holly and Greg walk into a hallway lined with photos.
Okay, so this must be the hall that she's talking about.
Oh, yeah.
She points at a photo.
Why does everyone always have their arms around each other in pictures? Who started that?
She looks up at another photo.
Greg, that's the coat. The bracelet was in the pocket of that coat. That's her.
Wait a minute.
Isn't that the guy from the train station, John?
John and Elena Davis, 1988.
J infinity sign Y.
We found her.
They both smile widely as they look at the photo of the couple. During the day, a taxi pulls into the driveway of a house decorated with wreaths. Greg and Holly step out of the car.
Greg and Holly, please come in.
Oh, Mrs. Davis, it is so nice to meet you again.
Please, call me Elena. John will be so happy to see you.
They sit in the living room.
I'd asked my daughter to donate some old clothing, and I didn't realize, obviously neither did she, that I'd left it in the pocket. Bringing this back is the best gift you could have given me. Thank you.
You're so welcome. I figured it was important to you. Would you mind telling us what the charms mean? We spent so much time speculating about it.
All of the charms, except the elves, of course, were gifts from John. So I'll let him tell the story.
I met Elena when she was over here with the Russian Ballet Company dancing in the Nutcracker. I went to their hotel for dinner and heard some people speaking Russian, and I turned to look and locked eyes with the most beautiful woman I had ever seen. So I invited her to have dessert with me.
And you obviously said yes?
I did. And that's how the tradition started. The day before I was to leave, the hotel staff came to my door and brought this.
Holds up Nutcracker charm.
I looked all over for a Nutcracker charm on very short notice and finally found a German woman who sold me hers. Elena and I wrote back and forth and phoned for an entire year. And then that upcoming December, I applied for a tourist visa and went over to join her for Christmas in Moscow.
That's when he gave you the snow maiden.
Yes, it is. And the following year, I came here And John proposed to me on the terrace of a hotel.
The Whitmore?
How did you know?
We went there.
That's why we were searching for Buddy that day on the train when we met you. We were hoping if we showed him the steam engine charm, then he would remember who you were.
Well, it sounds like you've been to all our favorite places.
You know what's fantastic? This bracelet took you on the same journey that we took.
Oh, you're right, honey. Well, that sounds like kismet, wouldn't you say?
Greg looks at Holly.
Well, whatever it is, definitely is magical.
Holly lowers her head, smiling softly. At night, Greg sits with Shayla at the conference table. Greg clasps his hands together and twirls his thumbs, looking behind him and back to Shayla as she reads from a tablet. She smiles and shakes her head as she reads.
It's the most inspiring article you've ever turned in. Probably the most inspiring we've published.
Good job.
He smiles.
Thank you.
He bites his lip and furrows his brow.
There's one more thing. I've really enjoyed working here, and I've enjoyed working with you, but I think it's time...
Greg, I have to let you go. Well, this particular article aside, you're not a good feature writer. And that's why I've reached out to a friend of mine at New York Magazine who's looking to bring on another investigative reporter. You have a meeting with him on the 3rd at 10 o'clock.
He lowers his head and smiles.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Snow covers the lawn of a two-story brick house covered in holiday lights and wreaths. Greg hands his mom the gold box.
For you, Mom.
Oh, it's too small to be a gift card.
No more gift cards.
Holly nods. She opens the box.
Oh, Greg, it's so beautiful.
Holly made it.
You did?
I keep telling her she should be selling the pieces she makes.
Well, since you mentioned it, I do have some good news.
Holly's dad lifts his eyebrows.
I decided to open a jewelry store.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Right next to Megan.
Congratulations. Oh, come here. Give me a hug.
Good girl. Oh, I'm so proud of you.
Well done.
Thank you.
We have a lot to celebrate.
We do.
I suggest we start with the cookies on the side table. I don't know how they know my name, but they are just yelling it all night.
Do you know what? I've made 3 types of cookies and 2 pies. What do you take in your coffee, Sam?
Just sugar, please.
Well, I have plenty of that. We're all so glad that you and Holly joined us. Let's have dessert in the dining room.
Let's go. Excellent.
They walk out of the living room.
Hold on. Wait. I have a present for you.
He hands her a small paper box. She lifts the lid, revealing a silver chain necklace with small pearls and a triangular charm. She looks up at him and smiles, then lifts the charm and examines it.
Is this cooking?
In English, we actually call it cake. I know it's been a while since you've worn one of these, but I thought maybe it was time to start a new one.
Holly tilts her head slightly.
The start of a new journey.
They smile softly at each other. Greg steps towards her, leaning close. He kisses her, and Holly places her hand on the back of his neck. They embrace as they continue to kiss. They pull apart and look into each other's eyes.